Welcome on in, Sports Radio 94 WIP. It is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilli, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle behind the glass. You guys with us on the phone lines. Rhea joins us at 11. We get a Phillies clinch of the bye last night, and now we see if it becomes home field advantage. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I have a lot of thoughts in my head this morning, but the first thought is check on your people down south because Hurricane Helene.
I believe it's Helene.
Yeah, it's got power out down there and everything, and it's the rain is starting to come back in. So just make sure you're checking your people in the south.
Well, we wish everyone the best. I don't think this is going to affect the game Sunday, but obviously it could affect the people in the air, which is most important, and maybe some travel for the Eagles. But we hope everyone is it's okay and it passes quickly here. Hugh, it's a lot of discussion on the station this week about Nick Sirianni, about Jalen Hurts. Yeah, yesterday we were going back and forth about who's the bigger concern moving forward.
This the long talk.
It's a lot of long talking.
A long talking yesterday.
So
man.
This morning, though, I didn't hear a long talk, but I heard something really interesting. Jason Kelce was on, right? Every Thursday morning, he's here with the morning show. And it was it's always enjoyable to hear Jason talking here about the team, and specifically this morning, Jalen Hurts. And Hugh, Jason Kelce said something this morning that really caught my attention. And I think you probably agree with what he said, but I'm driving in today, and I heard Jason say that he believes Jalen Hurts is getting better. He's playing better. Say he's in a really good spot right now. And it was just the phrase and the word, he's getting better, because
it was not triggering, but it just made you like,
Exactly. Because I look at it and I say, I don't see that. Now, I don't think, again, I'm going to make it clear, I think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback. He's an above-average quarterback. I like Jalen Hurts. But I view it as 2 years ago, he was a top five quarterback in the NFL. And then he slipped back to, whatever he was last year. Let's say like the 15th or 13th best quarterback. And I'm watching him this year, and I feel like he's in that range again, where he's above average. He's good. He's done some good things. But I don't feel like he's playing like a top of the NFL quarterback, whether that's top five or whatever. So to me, I can't wrap my mind around how he's getting better. Hugh, I know you agree with Jason's sentiment. So why do you think is he getting better?
Well, Joe, that's why I'm here, because it's okay to feel the way that you feel, because when a lot of people grade their quarterbacks, that's one of the first stats that they go to is the interceptions.
Right, of course.
Turn it over the ball. And, you talk about the stat line where they talk about, the plus-minus turnover ratio and things like that. And most times, if you're on the negative side of that, you don't really win football games, but Jalen has. I look at it like this. Jalen, in his first few years as a quarterback, and I think Ike alluded to this a little bit yesterday, he didn't throw the ball as much. So much so, the year I think that we went to the Super Bowl, his passing attempts were about the same as Marcus Mariota's. And that's the stat that I would like to point to every time I talked about Jalen. And the biggest difference was between Marcus Mariota in that year and Jalen Hurts was that Jalen had a winning record. And Marcus Mariota didn't. And he just looked horrible throwing the football. But when you look at the attempts, he was right around 20 to 24 attempts a game, something like that. It was low. It wasn't that high. And I think going into this season and even the last year, they're starting to take more chances with Jalen throwing the football. And I think that what comes with that is the turnovers. Obviously, you're throwing the ball a little bit more. But he's making better decisions as a quarterback, and they feel more comfortable with him in the pocket. The one thing that I feel like people, when they talk about Jalen, that they can't move away from is the fact that he's a running quarterback. You're not going to win like that on a regular basis. And we've seen running quarterbacks that their time in the NFL has been cut short because they like to run.
Of course.
I like the fact that Jalen still has that aspect in his game. But at the end of the day, Joe, you have to be able to throw the football. Now, he's made some bad decisions up to this point. But I think as far as the small body work that we have for him, he's been a much better passer.
See, I don't see it the same way. 215-592-9494. So you said his decision, he's made some good decisions. He's also made some bad ones.
Yeah.
And he's been reckless with the football. Here's what I see. Can he make all the throws? Can he make all the plays? Yeah, and he's made some big ones. Like, he had the game-winning drive to help beat the Saints last week. He's done some really nice things the first 3 weeks of the season. And by no means do I think he's played poorly. But it's very hard for me to say he's getting better when here's what I see. Let's just go from 2022 to now, right? His best season, his peak, the second in the MVP voting, Super Bowl appearance to now. Year by year, his interceptions have gotten more or worse, however you want to say, right? His interception percentage keeps growing. That's not good. His yards per completion is going down. So he's creating less explosive plays, turning the football over more. His passer rating has gone from 101.5 to 89.1 to 85.9. His sack percentage is going up. So he's taking more sacks by percentage. He's throwing more picks by percentage. His passer rating is going down. And he's completing, in terms of explosive plays, less. Like, they just yards per catch, your completion less. It's not like the ball's going down the field. It's just hard for me to wrap my mind that he's getting better. Now, maybe 6 weeks from now, Hugh, as he's more into Kellen Moore's offense, maybe he will. Maybe I'm just missing. I don't know. 215-592-9494. Because it caught me. Because you said it yesterday, and I was thinking about it, that he is, even though the numbers aren't there, he's getting better. And Jason said it today. So, like, you're saying it, Jason's saying it. Maybe I'm missing it, because it looks to me, at least statistically, he's getting worse.
Well, look at it like this. And again, I understand where you're coming from, but look at it like this. As a defender, because this is how I look at it. The first year when Jalen jumped out there and he came on like gangbusters, it's because there was really not a book on Jalen. So, you know, we ran the RPO. I saw a lot of plays on SportsCenter, because at that time I was in Atlanta. For the most part of that season, I was in Atlanta.
Sure.
And I saw a lot of over-the-top plays.
They did.
I saw a lot of plays down the field. Because at that point, Joe, teams were still trying to figure out what Jalen Hurts was, because the RPO factored in big with that team.
They had everyone off balance.
Yes. So you're playing against a young mobile quarterback that has the ability to take it to the house at any given point on the field. So fast forward. That was the first year when he did that. So fast forward. Now teams know that. And the thing that I remember about my defensive coordinator is when we went into games, say we're playing against Michael Vick, the one thing that we did not want Michael Vick to do was beat us with his legs. We knew he wasn't that great throwing the football. So we made him throw the football. So that's what Jalen Hurts was going through the second year in the season. And that's why when you heard Todd Bowles' defenders talk about how, you know, Jalen's not that good, he can't read defense and stuff like that, that's the evolution of a young quarterback. And initially, he was that guy. He was that guy that Todd Bowles thought he was, and they were able to beat him. But now he's in a position where, you know, they're taking away the RPO. You see, they still, to this day, they don't want him to run the ball, because RPO is not hidden like it once did, even with the fact that we do have Saquon Barkley. The thing that Jalen has to get past right now, and he's starting to do it, is last year the knock was, can't stop the blitz.
And he's gotten better.
He's gotten better at the blitz.
They as a team have, and he has. He's been better at that.
And let me tell you one thing, that if you watched the game last Sunday, did you notice that early on, the Saints were blitzing the heck out of him early on. And when Jalen beat him for a couple of plays, they stopped doing it as much.
Covey was the hot route on one of
them. Yes, they started being more strategic. So that's where his growth has become. Now, Jalen's in that phase of quarterbacking where you have to take what the defense gives you. And that's what he's been doing. The explosive players are going to come back, Joe, but you have to work in that gray area a little bit and allow teams to realize that he can make those tough contested throws down across the middle and things like that. That allows him to get those deep plays.
215-592-9494. To be clear, I mean, I think Jalen's gotten way better from when he first got in the league, and even 2021. I mean, he's grown leaps and bounds from that version of himself. I'm just looking at it from the year he emerged as a star, 2022, to now. Jason said he's getting better. Hugh thinks he's getting better. I don't see that. I see a guy that's either the same or, in a lot of ways, he's become more reckless, and it's hurt his numbers here. 215-592-9494. Do you believe Jalen Hurts is getting better? Which is the objective, right? We want every player to get better. And certainly a fifth-year quarterback, that's the hope, that he gets better a little bit every single year, you know, for the next 3, 4, 5 years of his career into his 30s. Like, that's the hope, that he gets better every year. Do you believe Jalen Hurts is actually getting better? I don't. Hugh does. Your phone call is coming up. 215-592-9494. We'll get your take here, and we'll let you hear the full cut of what Jason Kelce said this morning about Jalen, about what he assesses from his play so far this season, and why he believes Jalen Hurts is getting better. That's next. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.